William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Trouble with Vampires, an Arjuno novel, by Lindsay Sands, performed by Brian Polino. Prologue.
911, what's your emergency?
Hi, I'm not sure if I should be calling you or the police.
Is this an emergency?
It might be, I'm not sure.
Just tell me what's happening, son. Is someone there sick or injured?
When the boy didn't respond at once, the operator asked,
Are your parents arguing and it's scaring you? Are they getting violent?
No, it's our neighbor. Well, not really our neighbor, but his cousin who's visiting. He's sick, I think.
You think?
No, he is. He's sick, and I think he may be dangerous. I'm afraid he'll hurt Mr. Purdy.
Mr. Purdy?
My neighbor.
Right, and you think this cousin who is visiting him is sick and dangerous?
The operator asked, doubt obvious in her voice.
If so, why hasn't this Mr. Purdy called instead of you?
I'm worried maybe his cousin won't let him.
There was a long pause, and then the operator sighed and asked,
What kind of sick is dangerous, son?
I think he might be suffering from Renfield syndrome.
From what?
Renfield syndrome,
the young voice repeated reluctantly.
What's that?
The boy paused, and when he continued, there was a grimace in his voice.
It's a sort of vampire personality disorder.
The vampire?
The 911 operator squawked.
You think your neighbor's a vampire?
No, I think his visiting cousin thinks he's a vampire. That's what Renfield syndrome is, and
honey, there's no such thing as vampires,
the 911 operator said over the boy's explanation.
But there are no buts here, kiddo. You need to cut the nonsense and get off the phone. You can get in a lot of trouble for crank calling 911. There are real people out there who need help, and calls like this might prevent them getting through. Someone could be dying while you're wasting our time with this prank.
This isn't a prank, the boy said earnestly. I really think he thinks he's a vampire. He has fangs and
I really think you need to stop watching horror movies and take yourself to bed. I'm writing down your number, boy, and if you call again, the police will be dispatched to your house and they could arrest you for this. Don't call again.
A sharp click sounded. It was followed by a dial tone. Chapter 1.
You shot me.
Yeah.
Pet drew out the word on a wince.
Sorry about that, kiddo. It was an accident. I was shooting at the mutants and your big butt got in my way.
Yeah, well, this is an accident too,
Parker snapped, turning his gun on her character.
Oh, come on,
Pet squawked, quickly moving her character behind the cover of some trees to avoid the rapid-fire spray of bullets.
It was an accident, she protested. Geez, I thought we were on the same side.
You shot me first,
Parker pointed out, making his character rush after hers.
Friendly fire. You'll never make it out of the next level without me, Parker.
A shriek from downstairs caught her ear, and Pet lowered her game controller and glanced toward the bedroom door.
Is Oksana watching TV or some...
she began, but stopped when the shriek ended, and the housekeeper began shouting,
Home invasion! Home invasion!
Crap!
Dropping her game controller, Pet jumped up from the floor and rushed to the door. Once there, she hesitated, though, and then cracked it open to listen. A frown claimed her lips when she heard the deep rumble of an unfamiliar male voice below, and then silence. Reaching for her cell phone, Pet glanced around for Parker and scowled when she saw that her nephew hadn't moved. The 8-year-old boy was busily shooting her video game character while she was distracted.
Parker!
She whispered anxiously as she punched in 911 on her phone.
Stop that! We have a situation here. Didn't you hear Oksana yelling home invasion?
She always yells home invasion,
Parker said with a shrug.
Oksana forgets to close the front door after checking the mail, grabbing the newspaper, or sweeping the front porch. Everyone from neighbors to delivery guys have come in afraid something was wrong because the door is open.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?